Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to join me on today's episode, number 55, Reinvent Yourself, the Roadmap to Transforming Your Life. In this episode, we will look at two requirements that are important for you to do that, and also an attitude that you can take that will help you create the transformation in a way that makes sense to you. Let's start out with the attitude that you can apply and understand immediately that will give you a good foundation, a good groundwork for you to begin to implement the transformation in whatever area of your life that you would like to start. It doesn't make any difference what age you are or where you are in your life right now, because transformation is ongoing. It's a developmental process that you embrace within yourself at different phases of your life. One of the attitudes that's very important to understand when you're looking at transformation and reinventing yourself and moving forward on an ongoing basis is that you can change your mind at any time about what you're doing or where you're going. You can change your mind about the attitude that you have currently about things in your life. Changing your mind is a very simple attitude to begin to adopt that you are in control of. A very simple fact to grab a hold of and really put into your system and own is that a change of mind is a change of attitude, is a change of outcome. It's that simple that if you can harness that as a basic thought process and begin to understand that your change of mind on a deeper level, it's also been referred to as a change of heart, is really the beginning of the process. It's an attitude that you can adopt and be in complete ownership and get comfortable with and begin to understand that life is this incredible tapestry that you weave for yourself, that you can change at any time. Nothing is etched in stone. Sometimes we get stuck because we can't simply move the boulders of our life along because we don't always have the mindset to understand deeply within ourselves, change your mind, change your life. Just a simple change. You could decide that you are not going to do a certain thing in a certain way anymore, and that begins to shift the energy in the environments that you're in. For example, you could choose to go a different way to work or take a different walk or do something different with your friends than you normally do just to begin to switch things up. As you change the things you do and the actions that you take, you will automatically have to change your mind about how you approach them. So adopting the attitude of change my mind, change my life is very powerful. And let me give you an example of how simple that is. You could be in a work environment, you could be at home, you could be in a personal environment, and someone may ask you to do something that you may want to do or that you may not want to do, but you decide you're going to do it and you make that decision. You go ahead and you do it for a while and decide it's not working for you. If you decide it's not working for you, you go back to that person and you simply say, I've changed my mind, this is not working for me. You can go back to doing what you were doing before with or without that person. The beauty of understanding that is that your option to go back to what you were doing is always there. Your option to change your mind can change your life. But if you don't even begin to adopt that attitude as a permanent mindset, you won't try new things. And if you can't try new things, you can't change your life. Your mind is your battleground where everything begins. Never feel you're trapped in what you're doing because you can always go back to the status quo. Unfortunately, sometimes that's what a lot of people do. They go back to what wasn't working. My suggestion in this episode today is to change your mind and experiment with things and try them out for an extended period of time. When you do that, you will find that as you change your mind and you begin to experiment, your life will begin to change. You can only reinvent yourself if you change your mind about what you're doing currently. In all the years that I've been working with people, helping people, one of the things they say to me is, well, what if I don't like the changes that I'm making? What if it becomes difficult and things aren't turning out as I expected them to? It's simple. Go back to what you were doing. No one's going to make you do it. The only person who's going to make you do anything is you. That is the journey of the self-realized individual. They are in ownership of themselves and what they want to do. When you look at your mind, there are two things that you need to begin to feed your mind with, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, that are requirements for you to reinvent yourself and give you the roadmap towards transforming your life. Once you're in ownership that you have to change your mind to begin to change your life, then you can begin to look at what would you change your mind to do? What is the roadmap that you would need to reinvent yourself to begin to transform your life? If you begin to create transformation and reinvent yourself without a clear roadmap, you will end up just anywhere. Be very clear about what you're changing your mind to do. How do you do that? One of the requirements that you're going to need is to have a very clear vision about where it is you want to go and how you want to change your life. What it is that you are wanting to move towards. What is the reason, with specificity, that you are beginning to implement certain changes in your life. When you have a clear vision, it allows you to then create specific goals to establish and create the vision that you have decided that you want to have manifested into your life. Why is vision so important? It's because you're working towards something that internally you would like to have happen that hasn't happened yet, that you can actually see happening in your life that would give you a sense of well-being. You are emotionally tied to it. Part of having a meaningful vision is understanding that you will say to yourself on occasion, I don't see myself here. I don't see myself doing this long term. That is you telling yourself that where you see yourself 6 months, 6 days, 6 years from now is not where you are now. The question then becomes, where do you see yourself? What do you feel about yourself that is important to you that you see yourself doing? It can be anything. Essentially, it will be something that you feel naturally drawn to, that is within you innately. It could be anything. You could be good at dancing. You could be good at writing. You could be good at photography. You could be good at finances. There's something within all of us that we naturally are driven towards and have a natural propensity to do that we really enjoy, that we feel, well, you know, I see myself doing this. That is your vision. That is your roadmap. That begins to bring up in you feelings of passion, of wanting to go down this road and experiment as to the outcome, and then change your mind, change your attitude towards where your life is now and move it towards where you would like it to be. You have the change of mind and the change of attitude, as mentioned, that drives you towards the vision that you are wanting to achieve. That's part of your roadmap. You have clear goals that you have set about how you're going to put this vision into manifestation and into reality. I have included in this episode, in the show notes, a video that you could look at on YouTube when you have time. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about his vision and the importance of vision on his journey towards bodybuilding and towards being a movie star, and how things in his life worked out for him because he had the vision in order to do that. It's a good video to watch and understand how you're going to overcome naysayers and what seeing what you want and going for it with passion and with dedication brings you the result with the right mindset. You change your mind, you change the trajectory of your life. In his case, he didn't see himself in Austria. He didn't see himself in that town where he was growing up. He just didn't see it. It wasn't something that he felt. It wasn't what he wanted, but he didn't see it. What he wanted to accomplish hadn't happened yet. And that's you. Where you see yourself is not where you are. And that is what vision is. I talk more about that in my book, which has 5-star reviews on Amazon, Purposeful Vision. See your vision, know your purpose. I have not mentioned my book during the episodes in the previous episodes that have been on the podcast, but I do feel in this particular episode, it would be very beneficial if you feel so inclined to reading, to look at it, to make some notes, because I am very big and always have been in all the work I've done about establishing your vision. And so was Albert Einstein. You may have heard me use a quote before from Albert Einstein. Your imagination is the preview to your life's coming events. The very first chapter in my book, the title is The Reality of Your Vision Will Lead to the Realization of Your Dreams. The very first sentence is, you cannot create anything you want from life if you cannot see it as a possibility, period. It's never going to happen. That is the importance I place upon vision and you having the ability to have the change of mind and change of heart from where you are now to have the courage to move forward and make your vision a reality. Think on this for a moment. If you are looking at a sports goal as a vision in your life, look at the figures that have accomplished anything and how they did it. They had a very strong vision about where they saw themselves and what they wanted to do. Lionel Messi, the greatest soccer player arguably in the world today. That's what he saw himself doing. Cristiano Ronaldo, the same. You look at basketball. You look at a lot of times when you look at the history of the people who became successful at basketball in the United States. If you look at it around the world, it doesn't make any difference what sports people are usually involved in or a certain walk of life. There was a vision involved. And then there were goals that were set out to make that vision a reality. That's you. That's why it is essential that you begin to understand that having a vision is a requirement to you reinventing yourself for the life that you want and having the right roadmap to follow. You can change your mind to do many things and find that you end up in the wrong place because you didn't have the right vision and the right goals that connected to your passion, again, whatever that may be, to get you to where you want to go. Part of that may be that you may not be thinking clearly or thinking correctly about how it is that you want things to manifest and the way you want your life to look, because it does require some thinking and it requires you to be aware of the thought processes that you're going through. That leads me to the second and very important requirement that you will need to reinvent yourself and have the right roadmap for you to have the transformation to manifest into reality that which you really want, because that's what you want to do. You want a manifestation into reality of what it is that you change your mind to do. You want to see it as a reality. Your thoughts are going to control what happens to you as you go along to manifest your vision. Change of mind, make sure you have the right vision, and then the second requirement is having the right thoughts. Thoughts are things. They control what it is that you do and whether you will succeed or not. They are extremely powerful. They control your habits, good or bad. Your habits control your actions. Your actions determine the outcome of your success. That entire cycle started with your thoughts. If you are not mindful of your thoughts and how they come and go within your mind, you can easily get talked out of what it is that you would like to do. There are naysayers everywhere. It's part of that video that I recommend you watch that I have in my show notes, as I mentioned earlier, from Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have to tell the naysayers, your reality is not mine, not part of my thought process. You are trying to interfere with my thoughts for whatever reason. Maybe you're comfortable where you are. Maybe you don't have a big enough vision. Maybe you're trying to put me in your container. I have my own container. My life is not about the container you'd like to put me in. My life is about the container I'm building for myself. And sometimes when you begin to build a container through your thoughts about what it is you see yourself doing as a vision, no one can build that container for you. It has a different shape. It has a different size than perhaps other people could even imagine or see. Your thoughts are controlling the outcome of your life 24/7. I know you may have heard that, but to actually own it as a reality when it's tied to a vision that is yours is different than just knowing it intellectually. You are going to have to fight for your thoughts in the battleground of your own mind. Your life is won and lost in the battleground of your own thoughts consistently and continually. You are going to go to war with your thoughts that are trying to hold you back, whatever conditioning was involved in that, and the thoughts that are trying to propel you forward. You're going to have to harness that as 8 horses on a chariot pulling around an arena, pull it with great force. You are going to be the person that harnesses your thoughts towards the end goal that you have set for yourself. No one else can do it. This life is never going to be about other people. The self-realized individual always understands people are going to try and hold you back. They're going to try and tell you what is fashionable, what will work, what won't work. I went to a recent event that was part of what I'm involved in, different things that I'm involved in my life, and they're telling me what won't work, what will work, what's fashionable, what may be okay. That's not how I operate my life. Neither do you. You operate your life on what you do. If people tell you something can't be done, do it anyway. You go out there and you run your life on your terms. And from your own experimentation, you determine what can be done. Most successful people in this world did what most people told them they couldn't do. They had a vision that circumvented the reality of most people. Most people are never going to understand what you see for yourself or where you're going. The quicker you harness this power to reinvent yourself from where you are to where you want to be, independent of the circumstances or situation you were born into or the cards you were dealt, because we're all dealt certain cards. It's up to us to go into the deck and pull out the aces. No one's going to hand them to you. When you get a lucky hand, it's because you lived under correct knowledge. That is what the acronym for luck stands for. You pull out the aces out of that deck. And when you're able to do that through the power of vision and the right attitude, changing your attitudes and your mindset, knowing that at any time you are in control of your mind, flexible, open, that is the mind that is malleable to working through things and not getting stuck in things. You are an incredible human being. You may sabotage yourself, unfortunately, by listening to other people in whatever industry you are in, telling you what's possible, telling you what's fashionable, telling you what may or may not work. That's their paradigm. That's why they are where they are. They're following the crowd. Don't listen to them. Walk away. They will only hold you back. You're going to carve your own path, reinvent yourself, and follow your own roadmap by 3 things. The right attitude, you're going to have the right vision, and you're going to watch your thoughts every day as you go forward into manifesting the reality that you were actually born to do, that you can only access through vision, passion, commitment, And they all come and stem from these three basic requirements. Change your mind, change your attitude, those two go together, have the right vision, and then watch your thoughts in order to bring into your life and your reality that which you truly deserve to have as an expression of that which you truly are. Reinvent yourself with the correct roadmap that will lead you to have and live the life that you truly want for yourself. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.